What's happening within the walls of the Fraser Coast Council? You can talk to me. It's Councillor Chat Tuesday on Triple M's Big Breakfast.
And a very happy Tuesday to our Mayor, George Seymour. G'day, George.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good. You're on the road, mate, and you're heading towards Maribyrnong.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of school leadership ceremonies this time of year. So this morning I'm going to St. Mary's Primary School. Their leaders are being inducted, which is always a really good occasion.
Fantastic, and I'm sure they'll be happy to see you there as well. Now, let's get it underway. A night meeting is coming up, an opportunity to connect with councillors. Tell us about it.
Yeah, for one reason or other, we've decided to have our meeting this week at night time, first time ever, as far as I'm aware, certainly since I've been elected. So our meeting starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow, and I think it'll actually be a very long meeting. So it's going to be a very long day tomorrow.
Okay. Can you get to sleep? What do you say? You don't sound too impressed with this, George. I'm just picking up the vibe there.
Well, I get woken up about 4:30 every morning by my young son.
Yes.
So to have a long meeting starting at 6 is not something I'm looking forward to.
No. Well, mate, you're the mayor. Surely you could just say, look, enough of this. We go at midday or we start at 6 in the morning.
I'm thinking perhaps this will be like the example we point to of why we don't start a meeting at 6 o'clock if we know it's going to take 5 hours.
Fair enough. All right then, mate. Now, look, a new community clubhouse for the sports precinct as well. That is going to be welcome.
Mm-hmm. So this clubhouse will be for both Oztag and cycling. These are two sports here that have never had a clubhouse in Harvey Bay and at the Fraser Coast Sports Precinct. Mm. That's a very well-utilized facility, and cycling have really taken to it. And Oztag is a growing sport with a lot of participants, and this gives them a clubhouse for the first time ever.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. I was out there the other day, George, and I was looking around going, I wonder what this is going to look like in, say, 15, 20 years. I can envisage a restaurant and a massive, sports club or something. It is just so much room out there, and I would imagine it's only going to grow and grow.
Yeah, well, I hope we never see pokies there.
Well, not pokies, no, but a place pokies where we can be entertained and perhaps grab a nice meal as well. And
That's right. Basketball are really keen to move out there. They've got plans to build a stadium. Not a stadium, but a facility, like the Maribyrnong Basketball Stadium.
Yeah, the sky's the limit, I think. There's so much room out there, mate. So it's just a matter of the infrastructure, I suppose. We've already got the big roundabout there on Main Street and Mags Hill Road, Chapel Road, which is a godsend too, isn't it?
It's massive. Yeah, you look at that and you think what that's done for a very dangerous intersection. That it'd be very hard to have an accident on that roundabout the way it is built now. And it was a dangerous intersection before.
It was indeed. Now, how do we go with Woods Road then and Chapel Road? What do you see is happening, going to happen there in the future?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we need better turning lanes on those roads now that the Sabre Isle's so much busier.
George, I know you're a busy man. I'm going to let you go, mate. There's plenty going on in council, and I hope that 6 o'clock meeting tomorrow night won't be too painful for you.
No, I'll enjoy it.
Okay, if you see somebody sleeping, it's probably just the mayor. Hey, thanks, George.
Yeah, thank you.
See you, mate. Bye.